composition of the world. The world comprises four principal kingdoms: mineral, vegetable, animal, and human. The mineral kingdom consists of inert, insentient matter. Matter has no life in it. The mineral world is crude, opaque. It has no awareness, no conscious power, no capacity to express itself like the other three species. But if life is defined as energy or motion, then matter also can claim to have traces of life in it. It does manifest a kind of motion, undergoes physical and chemical changes, but its motion is insignificant. Its changes and undulations are almost imperceptible, hence considered practically lifeless. The vegetable world exhibits a little awareness, consciousness, some sort of expression, activity. Plants grow, their branches reach different directions, their roots dig deep into the soil. But they cannot move from place to place. Their motion is confined to a spot. Their manifestation of energy, motion, is restricted, limited. Animals are more conscious of the world than plants and minerals. They belong to a higher cadre of evolution. Their motion is not confined to a spot as with plants. Their expressions are far and wide. They are known to travel great distances when the necessity arises. Humans are the most evolved among living creatures. Their consciousness or awareness of the world is supreme. They exhibit far greater energy and motion than the routine mechanical movements of animals. Endowed with paramount powers, they control all other beings, even harness time, space, and causation. No animal can conceive, much less achieve these feats. Above all, a human alone can surmise the existence of God. The German philosopher Leibniz says that life has three manifestations. Life sleeps in plants, dreams in animals, and wakes in man.